last day of this year, and there'll be a lot of things coming up here. Just to give you a heads up, we're talking about the end of the year giving. If you want what you're putting in for your offering to be counted during this year, you'll need to do that today. And coming up then, first of the week, we're looking at the the church office is going to be closed tomorrow, New Year's Day. But then on Tuesday, the Oasis Potluck will be at 11:30 in the Family Life Center. So everything will get fired off for the new year. And what better way to get started off than have a potluck? That's pretty good, huh? And then, we'll have our outreach breakfast and visitation on 9:30 next Saturday morning in the Family Life Center. And looking here, the Sheila Moore family, her father passed away, Mr. Nolan Myers, Moyers, and he passed away on December the 26th. So remember Sheila and her family during this time. And we've got a lot of people sick. We have a whole lot of people sick, a lot of people having surgeries and things like that, so we need to keep them in our prayers. Also, our birthday offering for Jesus continues, and that'll go through the month of January, and all of the proceeds from that will go to the missionaries in the Philippines. And so that's the emphasis this year for that offering. So you can read the rest of the bulletin there. It's pretty clear. Do want to remind you that starting a new year, that if you're doing this already, it's wonderful. If you're not, think about getting a schedule out here on the table in the foyer and reading the Bible through in the year of 2024. God will bless you if you'll do that. So let's talk a little bit about the folks' prayer requests and things like that. I was talking with Kim this morning. She says that, with Bobby this morning. She said that Kim is going to finish up her radiation this week, and then, Lord willing, they'll schedule her for her chemo after that. So y'all remember Kim in prayer. She's had a little bit of sickness with the radiation, so remember her. We also want to remember Randy and Pat Scalf. They are still having some tough times, and they need our prayers. Also, Wanda and Ron Huskins. And we just pray for these folks that have these ongoing things. And then, of course, y'all know Bob and Charlotte Bryant is going through what they're going through with. And Brother Bob is, he's really going downhill quickly. And so y'all pray for him, pray for Charlotte. She did have her hip surgery. She's home. And she's doing good, so, we just praise the Lord for that. Brother Larry Trent's going to have some surgery, I understand, have a shoulder replacement there. When'd you say, Larry? Next Wednesday. Okay. So let's remember Larry during this time. That'll be a process that he'll have to work through after he gets that shoulder replaced. I know he won't be able to lift that arm too high. Okay. Well, it is good to see you this morning. Good to have you. And we want to give Steve all the time we can. We thank the Lord for Steve. He does a wonderful job. And we just want to thank the Lord that he's blessed us with him here to teach for us. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Is there any unspoken that you'd like to have? Okay. There. Okay. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day and, Lord, the last day of 2023. And, Lord, you've blessed us so much this year. God, we just give you praise and honor and glory. And, Father, you just watch over us day by day and give us things that we don't even know you give us. And, Lord, we just want to say today thank you for all of that. And, God, thank you for giving us salvation, Lord, through Jesus Christ, your Son, on the cross of Calvary, Lord. And, God, we pray for these others, these folks that are sick continually, Lord. I know they got problems and things that ails them, Lord. I think about Pat Shaw, think about Randy and Pascal, and Lord, think about all these others, especially the ones that's got cancer. Lord, they're dealing with these issues, and Lord, just pray that your hand would be upon them. God, you would bless them, and Father, that you would give them grace and help in this time of their need. Lord, we pray that you will bless the services today. Pray that you'll be with Pastor Herman when he comes in the morning service. We pray that you'll bless Brother Steve as he comes here and gives us what you've laid upon his heart today. We thank you again so much for all you've done. And Lord, we pray for this next year. Pray that you'll keep your hand upon our country, upon our church, upon our families, Lord. We pray you'll bless, and thank you again for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
People in hospital that know not the Lord as their Savior. You talk to people that deal, nursing, that deal with people there and losing people and sick to death and all that. Without God, they cannot bear it. It's hard for them to bear it. I want us to think today, as we face the new year, how are we going to react when more bad news comes? In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. You got to keep your mind on Christ and what he has done for us. We have to think about where we would be without him, what shape we would be without him. All these folks that are sick or hurting, where would they be in their hearts and minds without Christ? Also, we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. And verse 12 says, that we should be to praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. We should trust in Christ. To trust in whom ye also trusted, after ye heard the word of truth, it says there in 13. There was a day that I heard the truth and I trusted Christ as my Savior. You can think back about that. Each one of us can. Near the day, the month, or the year that we got saved, and how that changed our lives. May not immediately changed it, but it changed it eventually. And here we are today. The love of Christ constrains us. It holds us. It gives us, through the Holy Spirit, faith to trust Him. Do you have enough faith today to really trust Him for all that's going on in your life? We look at the bad instead of looking back at the good. I can look back in the past 5 years. We went through COVID. I've been through family's death, my wife's death, and on and on and on. And not only sicknesses to death, but financial troubles, with kids' troubles, on and on. We could go on and just say all kinds of things. But in Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God." Do you love God? Ask yourself that right now. Do you love God? I mean, really love God. Even though He's brought bad things into your life, your spouses are sick, you're sick, somebody's hurting in your family, somebody won't come to church, somebody won't get saved, somebody's living the wrong kind of life. We can go on and on and on, and we can just think on that stuff all day. I'm preaching to myself now. I can let those things wool on me till I'm just sitting in the corner with my head hanging between my legs. I'm just hanging. The only way I can get up, the only way I can get up is know that all things. Do you believe God's word? It says right there, and we know, do you know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose? For whom He did foreknow. Now this talks about predestination. It's not that you're predestinated to be saved. When you get saved, you have individual soul liberty to trust Christ, but He predestinated you to have the Holy Spirit and to be saved in Christ because of what He did on the cross, take you to heaven. That was set in stone. But you had to make the choice to take the gift. That was not predestinated. People get that predestinated thing kind of confused. We have to understand that we were called according to His purpose. What is God's purpose? God's foremost purpose is for people to be saved, to trust Christ, because He let His Son die for the world. He wouldn't have done that unless that was His foremost purpose. And we get in woolen in our miseries and we forget about the purpose of Christ and God. And we all know, for some of us, the next 12 months will be the best we've ever had. For some of us, it'll be the worst, marked with sorrow and hurt and pain, adversity. Do you believe that God knows all that? Do you believe that God causes that? God doesn't cause misery. He wants good for us. It's the sin that we live in this world. that brings all that down on us. Such uncertainty that strikes fear in our hearts of the unknown. For many people, for me, I mean, it happens to me. It happens to me. It happens to Pam. If you admit it, it happens to you too. We're all not always on top of this. But in facing this new year, I want to be on top of this. There's all kinds of burdens. Of course, the illness, so many people in our church are sick right now. So many people dealing with cancer and this and that and this and that. And on it goes. Rebellious children. People that we know have drug abuse or alcohol abuse. Can't break it. Family relationships. It is so easy for a family to get sideways. Let the devil get in the middle of it, and he will ruin a family in a heartbeat. Some people has not talked to their brothers or sisters in 20 or 30 years because some little old something happened. What misery is that? How can you live with that without getting that straight? With God's help is the only way we can get it straight. And God's there for us to do that. Do we want to go through this next year with that misery again? We may have been through years and years of it. This uncertainty strikes us all in our hearts, and we hurt. Physical illness that plagues mankind because of sin, all that come on us. Now does any of this stuff pass under? It all passes in front of God's eyes and His knowledge. He knew it from the beginning. He knows it to the end. And then we start asking questions. God, why, if you know that, why would you let that happen? Some of these things happen because of God's sovereignty to be able to see all things and how they're going to work out. Was anything ever happened to you that wasn't very good, but you look back now and see, well, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because if it hadn't happened that way, I'd have went that way, or I'd have went this way, or they'd have went that way, or they would have done that, or I would have said that if that hadn't happened to me. God's in control. Even bad things bring good things. God wants good things. And sometimes He achieves it and allows it to happen in the midst of uncertain times. If we got uncertain times right now, look at the world that we've got that we didn't have 5 years ago or 3 years ago. We're dealing with COVID and then went out of that, and now we have all of this wars and rumors of wars. Folks, we got to have God on our side. And I'm saying we got to have Him because we allow it or don't allow it to give us peace in our hearts and minds. I need peace in my mind. And in midst of all this uncertainty, we got to know and believe that God don't change. No matter what goes and comes and up and down and back and forth, God does not change. Do you believe that? Do you believe that He's good all the time? I mean, I can hear people say that. I say it. God's good all the time. God bless you. He is good all the time. He's God. So we need to reach out and really hold on to that this year. We're carrying things from this year into the new year that we just need to hand to God and say, God, help me with this. Help me understand why this is going on. And God wants our conversation, our lifestyle, to be without strife, be content with such things that we have. Just because it's bad and bad all the time, and I'm suffering with this or that, and then I spread that misery over on somebody else. Does God want that? No, He does not. He does not want us to spread that misery on somebody else. We need to let Christ and let God have that. Let Him take that and carry it. I can let things get me. I'm not the kind of person that speaks out a lot. I just take it in. Pam knows this now, because I've been struggling with a couple things, financial things. It's been terrible trying to get a coal mine started in the atmosphere of our government. It's almost impossible. And I'm close on one, and I struggle with that. I want it to happen, and then this happens. I solve that problem, and then this happens. It's unbelievable at the government regulations that this country's got on energy. If we don't change, we're in trouble. I'm getting off on that easy, because it vexes me. I get ill about these tree huggers and the warming thing and all that stuff. I can really get right on it. There's no science to their theories. It's a mess. But you see how intense I got? I let it get to me. I've got to just say, God, if you want me to have that one, do you want me to do that? You just need to take care of that. That's hard to do, isn't it? Because I've always been a doer, and a lot of you have too. I've always solved problems for my family. I've solved problems. That's what I do as an engineer. I solve problems for other people. They pay me to solve their problems. It's got to the point to where I solve it as far as it goes, and it won't go any farther. And to me, that gets frustrating, because I like to solve problems and make things go and make it right. The world as we once knew it 30, 40 years ago, for all of us, think how much it's changed. It was so easy to go get a job. It was easy to do this, easy to do that, and today it's just so complex and so complicated. There's nothing easy. But God wants us to hand it over to Him. It says there in verse 30 in Romans 8, it says, "Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, then He also justified, and whom He justified, then He also glorified." God's glorifying us. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We've all heard that verse before. If God is for us, who can be against us? Do you believe that? Is all these troubles that we all live in, God never promised us a rose garden. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Down in verse 35 it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall these problems separate you from Christ, from the love of Christ? Or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" What separates us from Christ and the peace that He wants to give us in this world that we live in? God doesn't change. No matter what happens, how long it takes, God doesn't change. God's word doesn't change. How many of us has read God's word over and over, and then all of a sudden one day we're reading another verse, and we look at it and we say, well, boy, that just hits me right between the eyes right now. And last year I read that verse and it didn't even ring a bell, but it rings a bell now. It's alive. God's word's alive. It's alive in our hearts because of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit do His work. We can let this misery or worry or aggravation or whatever it may be stop us from realizing the love of God that He has for us, and He speaks to us through His word. It doesn't change. It never will change. God don't change. God can't change. He's immutable. He never will change. He hasn't changed from the beginning, and He won't change to the end. Everything that He said in the word will happen. Everything that's in the past happened. Everything that's going to, He says, in the future is going to happen. It won't change. Do you claim His promises that's in the word? We need not be afraid any longer. Because if we just go in the word and say, God, I need some help today. And a lot of people just pick up the word, say, God, I need some help today. Have you ever done this? God, I just need some help today. And read it. And read around it, and read around before it. And God may give you something just from doing that right there. Because if you have the faith, and you believe that God has the power, and Christ has the power, and He's not going to change, and He loves you, and He wants you to have the best, when you turn in what He says, and put your finger on something, and read it, and read around that, you can't just read one verse. You've got to read around it. Go back and read the whole little area and see what God says to you. Sometimes that works. If you really pray, say, God, give me something today. I'm woolen with this, and I just got to lay it down. Run to God's word. Run to Him. Has your standing changed before God? Can you get happy about that? I can. Praise the Lord, my standing has not changed. No matter how much I will or I don't do or this or that. If He comes today and I'm standing in front of Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, I'm saved. And I don't have to stand at the great white throne judgment and being cast into hell. Praise the Lord. Our standing never changes. I can get happy about that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation. But we can get so ho-hum and drugged down in some of this misery and illness and sickness and this and that and everything else, and we forget about our standing in front of God, what Christ did on the cross, and the standing that we have, that our sins are covered. He looks at us as perfect, sinless vessels. That's only possible with God, because we one day come to the foot of the cross and looked up and said, I trust what Christ did on the cross. What a miracle that is in our hearts and lives. But we just get to living in this misery and worry and aggravation, and we forget. We forget that our standing as believers will never, ever change. I can just get happy to start thinking about that. And if you can't get happy about that, you got something wrong with your thinker. Love God no matter what's going on in your life. It's God's perfect plan. According to that verse 28, God has a plan. That all things work together. No, that all things. Now, all means all. Good and bad. All things work together for good. Now, and we start thinking, how in the world can this work together for good in my life? I lost this loved one or that loved one, or this one's sick or that one's sick, or this one won't straighten up or that one won't straighten up. We got to let God handle all that. Those of you that have lost loved ones know what I'm talking about. We could not bear it without Christ in our lives. Could not. Do you believe that God's plan is perfect? Do you really believe that? So it really comes down to faith and believing what God says before we can get peace with this. Do you really believe that God's plan is for the good? It's hard, isn't it? It's not easy. But do you really believe that? Say right now, say, God, I really believe that what's going on in my life is going to come out for the good and glory of you. Because it says, certainly, it says there that we know, and we know. Do you know? Do you know? I know it, but do I claim it every day? It's hard. And it's not easy without Christ in your life. Without Christ in your life, you can't do it. We can go on and live in this mystery and not believe that this stuff that's going on in our lives is going to work out for God's. Do you believe that God is sovereign? I mean, looking there at Ephesians 1:11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Do you believe God's sovereign? Do you believe He has an inheritance for us? We're in the family of God. Not just that we got saved, there's so much more to salvation than just being saved. We have an inheritance in Christ, in heaven. A mansion that's been built for us. A life forever there, praising the Lord for what He did. We can forget, sometimes we can just let all this stuff, in whom we also, it says there in verse 13, Ephesians 1:13, in whom we also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. We heard the word of truth and trusted the gospel of your salvation. There was a day in whom ye also, after that ye believed. Do you believe? Do you really believe? Ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession. Christ purchased us. And the earnest is the Holy Spirit. And when you buy a house, you put money down. It's called the earnest money. And if it falls through, they have a right to keep the money. If you put down $1,000, do the deal, and they're working on all the paperwork, and in the middle of that you decide to go away, they will keep your money. Christ has placed His life on the cross and give us the Holy Spirit for earnest for our inheritance until the redemption and the purchased possession, until the praise of His glory. And how good is all that? I mean, you can't explain how good that is. Praise His name for what He did on the cross. His mighty, sovereign mind of God saw into the future from the foundation of the world, knew what He had to do to save mankind. All these trials, all these headaches, all this overall things that we're going through, that will work together for His good. It's hard for us to swallow that, isn't it? When we're right in the middle of one of those things that is not pleasant. There was days on end a couple of years for me. Same thing for Pam. We had our loved ones sick and to death. It went on and on and on, and praying and praying and praying and holding on to God. Please, God, please. And God seemed fit to work it the way He worked it, for His glory and His good. I prayed so many days to take Debbie off that prayer list. Well, she's off. Think about that. God took her off the prayer list. She's in heaven. Way better off than I am right now. So many of us have things that are going on. We just need to trust God's plan in our life and let these things, as they come and go, hold on to God. By faith, you have an inheritance. I have an inheritance. If we keep our minds set on God's perfect will for our lives and others' lives, sometimes these things in our lives change things to the point to where it changes others. People watch us. People are watching your life. We all have circles of influence. And how you deal with problems in your life, they probably know you have a problem. And the scope that this verse talks about, all things, it's all things. It's a big scope. It's everything that God, everything comes under God's knowledge. So we can't say that God don't know. He knows, and He wants to help us with it. The sin of this old world, it falls under these all things. Dark things, happy things, sweet things, bitter things, sad things, bright things. All this falls under this. All things. And we may not understand in our time. We may not get it. We might not get it till we get to heaven. And then will it matter then? I don't know. It may be sweet then. God allows us to know something and realize that because of that happened, this happened. We may understand it in our lifetime. I know there's some things in my life that didn't happen. I wanted them to happen, and now I look back and know that they didn't need to happen. Anyway, God's good all the time, folks. Trust Him, look to Him, and really believe that He can handle these things for us. Now, a lot of people were asking me about Levi. He's back in England. He came home. I saw him for about 3 hours in Knoxville. He came to the funeral of Pastor Sexton. And some of the other guys came too. And everything is good down there. It's great. Everything's good in England. Africa Project is a whole new frontier for the guys, and they're trying to get some students to go there. Maybe they're going to have a school there so they can spend a semester there. They're trying to man all that property that's been given them. Lots and lots of property and buildings and vehicles, and just everything was just handed to them. It's a miracle. So anyway, pray that project in Africa will go forward, and the school's committing down here, Crown is, to send some students there to help, and lots of work, much less any things going on in over in Holland and that part of the world, and up in Ireland, that part, they need people there and churches there. They're everywhere. People are asking for, please come, please come, please start this church. So they just need, they need people. The harvest is ripe. Anyway, okay, thank you for listening to me. We'll continue on thinking about the new year next week again and talk a little more in depth about all things. Thank you for being out this morning. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying on the cross. God, I thank you for your shed blood that saves our ever-dying souls. And the promise, the Holy Spirit, and the promise of the inheritance, that's not going to change. And we can praise your name for the promise of heaven and a home there with God forever. Lord, help each one of us that are carrying burdens today. Help us to carry them through this coming year. Give us peace and rest that only you can give. Lord, we love you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.